Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all our praises. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today. Glory be to God, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Javon Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under her leadership. If you would like to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, for more information, you can get in contact with Prophet Javon Rao at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Javon Rao, and you can inbox her there. Also, there are several ministries under the leadership of Prophet Javon with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our minister, Elaine, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have Moment in the Spirit, which is a 2-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It's hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. It is an offering for $25 or more. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, it will come to you by text or email. It's your choice. And then also, when you receive the Moment in the Spirit, it automatically places you on our prayer list. So you want to be a part of what God is doing with Walls Worldwide Ministry. We want to encourage you to get the Moment in the Spirit. It is always a blessed word. It's a word that will jumpstart your week off with the word, and you can listen to that every single day. Glory be to God. It's an awesome, awesome word every time. A great job done by Minister Michelle. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophet Javon Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao. Every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you want to be a part of that and what God is doing with the WOW team and Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. I don't know about you, but I do need a word from the Lord, from a true prophet of God. Amen. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, WOW Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry. That's every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, if you would like to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, if you would contact Prophet Javon Rao at the information that I gave you earlier. That will include all of our announcements for today. Keep those in mind. Put them in your phone, in your calendars, so that you can be a part of what God is doing with the WOW team and Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. The message will be coming from Ezekiel today. Glory be to God. It's coming from Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another Thanksgiving. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for your breath of life. We thank you, Father God, for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have already done for us, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way for your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for those behind prison bars. We pray for the orphanage. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for comfort, Father. We pray that you will supply whatever they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for strength, and we pray for comfort, Father. Our God, we pray that you would give them perfect peace in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your holy word, Father God. We thank you for your deliverance power, Father. Our Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for all things. We give you thanks, we give you glory, and we magnify your name, oh God. For thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh God. Our Father God, if it had not been for you, if you had not been on our side, where would we be today, oh God? But glory be to God. We thank you for your mercy and your goodness and your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we pray right now, Father, for the lost, Father. We pray, Father God, that souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just pray right now that somebody will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now for a soul being saved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you honor and glory, and we magnify your holy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh, God. All these things I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God, for he is worthy of all of our praises. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37, and the word of God reads, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and this is Ezekiel, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round and about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sin ye upon you, and you will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, look, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, and breath upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly a great army. Glory be to God. And then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open up your grave, and I will cause you to come up out of the grave, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. And when I have opened up your grave, glory be to God, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and ye and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, glory be to God, and I shall put you in your own land, then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The title of the message is today, Wake Up, Dry Bones. Glory be to God. See, here was Ezekiel, a man of God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel, glory be to God, was in a vision. He was having a vision, and God was speaking to him. Glory be to God. And God had sent him, hallelujah, in the vision. Glory be to God, to preach and prophesy to dry bones. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. See, the word says, glory be to God, can be dry bone live. In other words, glory be to God. God wanted to restore, glory be to God, the dry bones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. There was an open valley filled with all kinds of dry bones, just like our world is today. Glory be to God. Just like the churches all the day, full of dry bones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The church has got to wake up. Glory be to God. And get right with God. Hallelujah. The world has got to wake up and get right with God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. See, dry bones, glory, hallelujah, it symbolizes decay and death. Glory, hallelujah, it symbolizes hopelessness. Glory be to God. It symbolizes, glory be to God, where there is no love as it is in the world today. The world is wax cold. The world needs to wake up. Glory be to God. And come unto the Lord. In other words, I guess you're saying, I don't have no dry bone. Oh, hallelujah. But it's a spiritual thing. Glory be to God. It means that your soul and your spirit is dead to the things of the Lord. Glory be to God. That's why the Bible said that God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall live and shall not die. Glory be to God. It's life in the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. See, and out of sight today, glory be to God. There's many dead churches on the corner. Glory be to God. There's no healing and there's no deliverance. Glory be to God. For the true spirit of God must dwell in the messenger. Glory be to God. See, the Bible says that God spoke to Ezekiel in the vision and sent him to preach. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You must be sent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, it was an open valley. Hallelujah. There were many dry things, many dry bones down in the valley. Ah, hallelujah. There were all kind of things going on, sin going on. See, dry bones. Ah, hallelujah. Sin killeth the soul of man. Glory be to God. But God sent forth Jesus in the flesh, that all that believeth shall have life in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, when you're down in a dry valley, in a valley of dry bones, glory be to God. Down in the valley of dry bones, it's filled with unrighteousness, unholiness. Glory be to God. It's full of fornication and adultery, wickedness, covetousness, even murder, deceit, backbiting, haters, and glory, haters of God, proud and boastful. Glory be to God. Down in the open valley of dry bones. But God said, glory be to God, the world will wake up and come back to him. Wake up, wake up, wake up, valley of dry bones. thee bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I call breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Glory be to God. See, the Bible says that God created man. Glory be to God. And God breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living soul. Glory be to God. A soul is valuable unto the Lord. Glory be to God. A soul of dry bones. Glory be to God. Then live if they come to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can these bones live? Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And Ezekiel said, I prophesied. Hallelujah. He said, I prophesied, and there was a noise. Glory be to God. And the whole was shaking. And the bone began to come together, bone to his bone. In other words, glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The foot bone was connected to the ankle bone. Glory be to God. And the ankle bone was connected to the leg bone. And the leg bone was connected to the thigh bone. Until all the bones became together as one bone to bone. It was not one bone that was out of place, because a breath of life, glory be to God, was spoken by the man of God. When Ezekiel spoke, God breathed the breath of life, glory be to God, into the dry bones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wake up. Hallelujah. And get your life right with God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are you down in the valley of sin? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No matter where you are right now, glory be to God. The Lord will save your soul if you call on the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to save your soul. Glory be to God. It's time out for praying. Glory, hallelujah. It's time out for praying in the church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants to give you a new heart. Hallelujah. A new spirit. Glory be to God. He wants to give you life through his son. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus came that you might have life. Glory be to God. It is only through him, glory be to God, that one can have life. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just like these dry bones that Ezekiel prophesied and preached to. Glory be to God. That they began to wake up and began to make noise. And there was a great shaking, and the bones were coming together, rallying together. Glory be to God, because now they were full with the life of God. Hallelujah, the true spirit of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. It's your choice. Hallelujah, glory be to God. It's your choice. Ah, hallelujah, to come out of the open valley. Well, everything is going on. Glory be to God. Well, there's no natural affection for man like it's supposed to be according to the word of God. Oh, the Bible says that God made Adam and Eve. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. He brought life into the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time to get your life right with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, while you have time. Glory be to God. We need to wake up, because the signs are all around us. Glory be to God. Signs all around us. Hallelujah. Things are going on in the world that we never thought. I never thought we could see. But it's going on in the world today. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus said, glory be to God, in Matthew 24. Hallelujah. When you see these things happen, glory be to God. The coming of the Lord draws nigh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up and get your life right with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you give your life to Christ, hallelujah, you shall live and you shall not die. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what's dry in your life. Hallelujah. God can give you a stream of water. Glory be to God. Where there's no hope, God can give you hope. Glory be to God. Where there's no love, he can give you love. Glory be to God. Where there's no peace, he can give you peace. Glory be to God. Where there's no comfort, he can give you comfort. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Wake up. Dry bones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can go in the church house now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it's dead. Glory be to God. If it's any members in there, glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. If it wasn't for the women and the children, glory be to God. What would the church be? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Receive the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. For he is worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know where your soul will spend eternity? Glory, hallelujah. Do you know where your soul will spend eternity? Heaven or hell is your choice. Glory be to God. But see, God allowed us to see in his word that we can live if we choose to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. What was once dead in your life can come alive. Come alive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your mother can't do it for you. Your father can't do it for you. Your friend can't do it for you. The lover can't do it for you. Your husband can't do it for you. Your children can't do it for you. Only you can do it. Glory be to God. And when you choose this day who you will serve, hallelujah, it's your choice. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. It's time for the world to wake up. It's time for the world to come back to the Lord. It's time for us to get our house in order. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your church. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the physical building. I'm talking about you and your soul. Get your soul right with God. Hallelujah. That you might have eternal life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because see, the Bible says that God said, hallelujah, I will open up your grave. Hallelujah. And I will cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. Glory be to God. Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave. Glory be to God. And when he walked out the grave, glory be to God. When he walked out, glory be to God, he walked with life in his body. Ah, the breath of life will breathe back into his body. Glory be to God. And Lazarus walked out the grave. Good God Almighty. And when he walked out of the grave, he still had the old burial stuff on. But Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When you wake up and you give your life to Christ, he will bring you out of that old dead grave. Glory be to God. And he will heal your mind, your body, and your soul. Glory be to God. He is able to do it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will bring you up and bring you out of the grave. Hallelujah. He'll clean you up. Hallelujah. And make you into the man or woman of God that he has called you to be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I could imagine Ezekiel down there prophesying and preaching to the dry, dead bones, you know, dry to the things of God, dry to spiritual things. Glory be to God. But here the man of God was preaching. Hallelujah. And they came alive. Glory be to God. It was the army of the children of God down there. Glory be to God. They came up. Glory be to God. They rose up. Glory be to God. They rose up from death to life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the Lord. Glory be to God, because he's able to make the dead thing in you live. Glory be to God. He's able to make you live. Glory be to God. He can quicken your spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Wake up. Wake up. Glory be to God. It's time to wake up, dry bones. You say, I got plenty of time. Glory be to God. But tomorrow's not promised to anybody. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will open up your grave and bring you out. Hallelujah. And make you into who he has called you to be. But you got to want to come up out of that grave. You got to want to come up out of that darkness. You got to want to come up out of that sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I will put a new spirit in you. I give you a new life. Glory be to God. I save your soul. Ah, hallelujah. And you shall live. And I will place my spirit within you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. For he is able to do everything that he said he would do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. We got to get our lives right with God. And we got to turn away from sin and darkness and commit our lives to the Lord and obey his commandments. Amen. Glory to God. That one might live in him. You have a choice. Glory be to God. Don't let sin separate you from God. Don't let the things and the treasures of the world separate you from God. Don't let things separate you. Don't let nothing separate you from God. Don't let people separate you from God. Nor don't stop praying. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Keep on. Those who are living righteous before the Lord, continue to do the work of God. Hallelujah. And those that don't know the Lord, it's time to wake up and get your house in order. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to wake up and preach to the dry bones in your house. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. But make sure that you're sent. Because if you're not sent, glory be to God. Told that is lost is on your hand. The blood is on your hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Ah, glory be to God. Wake up. Wake up and serve the Lord. Glory be to God. For he is worthy to bring you from death to life if you would believe. Hallelujah. Wake up. Wake up and get a new life. Get a new breath. A new life in the Lord. That's why Jesus came. He said, I came for the sick. I didn't come for those that didn't need a doctor. Hallelujah. I came for those that were sick. See, so many people that are down in the valley of dry bones, that dead spiritually, that dead spiritually when it comes to the things of God. Hallelujah. But now it's time to get your life right with God. It's time to ask the Lord to have mercy on my soul and save my soul, that I might have life in you. See, God breathed the breath of life into Adam. Hallelujah. His spirit of life, hallelujah, was it within Adam. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now is the time to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and he will save your soul. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what other people are going to think or what other people are going to say, because people are going to talk anyhow. Glory be to God. It's about your soul and your soul's salvation. Hallelujah. Just wake up, old dry bones. Come on back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Turn from sin that your soul might be saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because sin killeth the soul of man, and God never meant for man to be separated from him by sin. That's why he sent Jesus, that all might have life in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We do hope that something was said here today, that you will get your life right with God. We pray that you will wake up. Hallelujah. Wake up and get your life right. Get your house in order. Glory be to God. Sweep around your own door. Glory be to God. Get your house right in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to invite you to salvation. Today is the day for salvation for you. Hallelujah. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. Life. Glory be to God. If you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible, begin to read it, and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or inbox me there. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a blessed week. Get your life right with God. God loves you, and we love you here. We love you, too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Amen.